Okay, Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing back in. Hello, welcome back. Thank you for joining with me. Product Creation Secrets number 2. Well, it's really number 3 if you count the introduction, but who's counting, right? All right, next question. What do we do with our ideas once we've got them? In the last session, we talked about how important it was for you to be recording your ideas, to be actually doing something with them, to making sure you don't lose them, to making sure you don't forget them, and simply storing them like I do, for example, in my MP3 player. It doesn't matter what kind of format you use, just as long as you're actually doing it. But what do you then do with that idea? Here's my suggestion. You just walk away from it. You leave it alone. Yep, that's right. Walk away, leave it alone, forget about it. Gone, nada, zip, dud. Boom. That's it. Sound like a good idea? Not really. But in actuality, it's a fantastic idea. Because what I'm suggesting, after you've, well, let's say you put into implementation the kind of system that I use, and I make a note, an audio note, of every single thing that an idea that I have. Whether you do it in audio, whether you do it on paper, whether you do it in chalk on the chalkboard, whatever, notepad in the computer, doesn't matter. But what do you do with them after that? Very simply this, you walk away from them. Why? Why would you do that? Well, in the previous audio, I did talk to you about the creative mind and how the creative mind will just, you know, little ideas will pop out of nowhere, yes? But it works a little bit further than that along the way as well. See, once you've got an idea which you've started to mull over, to think over for a little bit of time, the creative mind, the more and more time that you spend thinking on it consciously, then in your unconscious time, the creative mind, your superconscious, will take over that process for you. Now, one of the most important things and reasons why you need to walk away from your ideas at some point is so that you can just let go of it. Because often when we find a new idea, just like when I was back in the supermarket that time, had this fantastic idea, we get involved with it. We get emotionally involved with it. At some point, however, though, we need to do some research and development and see whether it actually is a good idea. That's not what I'm talking about just yet. First thing we need to do is walk away from the idea and let our mind let go of it. That's incredibly important. Then, after we've had a period of time, be it a few days or a few weeks, I like to do mine at the end of every month, we then sit down and review it. So find yourself a nice comfortable chair or place, whatever your happy place is. This is what I do. I find my happy place. I sit down there in my thinking chair, as you've seen there in the videos, and I listen back to my audios. And I tell you, I have a really good laugh with some of them because there's some stupid ideas in there. That's okay. No problem. But I'm listening because sometimes there's some gold in there as well. So that's when I actually do get out my notepad and pen. And I prefer to do the notepad and pen here rather than on the computer because there is, I believe, something beautiful in that tactile approach where we've got the hand moving in the cursive script down there in the paper and we're looking at it. Matter of fact, when I did my writing degree many, many years ago, I learned that that actually is a truthful thing. That's another part of activating that subconscious, superconscious, creative mind within as well. So we need to simply go back through our ideas and, in a sense, brainstorm with ourselves. Now, maybe you'd like to do some additional recording here and talk about your ideas. Can you see what I'm trying to get at here? It's developing the creative process. There are so many, I believe, too many people out there who simply talk about, you know, oh, well, this is the step. Bang, 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 bang. We follow the steps. Bang, bang, bang. And if you do this, bang, 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 and you'll have success. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. How many people do you know that have tried that, done the steps, and not had success? I'm putting my hand up. It used to happen to me quite a bit. Then I learned this little additional thing. The secret for this particular section, and it's again something that I know that perhaps you don't, I'm now sharing with you. It's not a secret, it was taught to me. If it was a secret, I wouldn't know it, would I? Very simply this. What you need to do to achieve and find, and here's the word discover, success for yourself, is you need to find you. When you follow somebody else's formula, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, it's good for dancing. But it doesn't work in the business world of creativity, because if you just duplicate what somebody else has done, yes, you may get similar results, but because you haven't experienced their life, because you haven't lived life through their eyes, because you don't have their business knowledge in its entirety inside your head, you cannot possibly produce and replicate everything that they do, because you're a different person. And this is where we need to help you develop the uniqueness of you. And this is all part of this creative process in the beginning. It happens, it begins here in the beginning. Now, sure, there are, as you'll see in upcoming steps, there are steps that I strongly suggest you take in order to do your research and development and marketing and these types of things. But in the initial process, we need to make sure that this is branded with you. So there are a few things that you really, 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 let me say that again, you really, really, really need to remember. Number one, not all of your ideas are going to be good ideas. Yes, of course, it happens. I said, I get a laugh out of quite a few of my ideas. I got some dumb ideas that I come up with sometimes. At the time, they seem like a good idea. But we do not censor our ideas when we write them down. We simply come back and we listen to them now in our thinking chair, and we take notes or we record additional information. Whatever we do something to progress it just a bit further. We can ask ourselves the questions, the how, the why, the where, the when. Now, you may not have all of the answers yet, and this is fine. We're just doing a general revision and review at this point of time. But allow yourself to make mistakes. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's okay to have dumb and stupid ideas. You don't have to tell them to anybody else, all right? And I don't even need to know about them. I'm not telling you some of mine. Nope, not today. It's all right. But by the same token, and I guess this is on the other hand, some of your ideas, I mean, they just may feel fantastic. And even when you revise them, it's like, yeah, baby. Ah, says I'm a moneymaker. This one, I'm going to love this idea. It's going to sound like a fantastic idea, but you might find in the next step of the process that it won't stand up to the research and development. That's okay. You need to learn to be able to let go of them. But for the moment, we're just looking for the ones that are going to get your juices going, get things flowing, make you feel like doing a dance, because this is the good stuff. And we're just allowing that creative process to take place. Final thing, you may not have time to implement every idea at the end of every month. See, when I sit down to do these at the end of each month, I'm lucky sometimes if I can just fit in one of them. So what do? I just delete the rest. Problem solved. No, I don't delete the rest. I stash them, I store them, and I periodically review them, because sometimes my thoughts, my feelings, my ideas can change, or my creative mind within will just build on it without me even knowing. And I mean, that happens. Have you ever seen that happen? Have you ever had a situation where maybe, you know, you had a great idea to do something, whatever it was, whether it was a product or something in your personal life, whatever, it just couldn't quite get to it. You know, you didn't quite have the resources. I'm thinking, for example, I look at the movie which was released recently by James Cameron, Avatar. Apparently, he's been working on that for a long time. But when he first had the ideas, the resources, the technologies were not available to do it. So he just kept working on other things, and it was worked on in the background. But he never forgot about it, did he? Same with the Star Wars series, originally done 20 years ago. Recent ones came out in the last 5 to 8 years or whatever it was. The technologies, the things that he wanted to do were not available originally. And so Lucas had to then go, okay, going to let it work in the background. And you need to do the same thing with your ideas. Let them work in the background. Never throw away those ideas, because you'll find that what's going to happen is you'll review them periodically, maybe every 3, 4, maybe 6 months, and all of a sudden, bang, there's a good idea, and I've got the resources to do it now. Yes, I know how to do that. Or there's a marketplace, there's a need for that one right now. Fantastic. I need to put this through research and development to see if it really has got potential, because my juices are now flowing and I'm ready to get going. And that's the way that it is. So never throw away an idea. But what you're looking for at the end of each month when you sit down to review these ideas is which one or two, perhaps three, can you begin, and you're going to do some research and development on now to see if you can take a place and actually create a product out of it. So we'll talk about that real shortly. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. Bye-bye.